News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The University of Leicester has done an interesting study that says that the notion that men and women should follow different resistance training principles by virtue of not being able to build muscle as quickly if you are female as if you are male is entirely skewed, and there is no reason that we shouldn't be doing the same gym exercises, particularly when it comes to resistance training. Gillian Hines is with us, fitness expert and personal trainer. Gillian, is this your expert opinion? Is this what you have seen as well?
I think the reality is women are equally capable of doing the same exercise as men, lifting heavy, doing all the same things. I think the reality is, you know, do they want to? And I think it's all about women's goals. Women, you know, typically do not want to build lots of muscle. They want to be leaner, of course, but they want to be sculpted. So it's really more a question of, I believe, in training differently to a degree for women on the basis of what they're looking to achieve.
Was there not always a sense, though, that in the areas where women did want to build bulk, I mean, if you take bodybuilding as a case in point, they struggled to put on as much mass as men did? Is that a myth?
I think, you know, pound for pound, the strongest woman isn't going to be as strong as the strongest man. She's not going to have the same amount of muscle. But we can develop a lot of lean tissue. And like these female bodybuilders, they look amazing. They have, you know, tons of muscle. But the reality is your average woman out there, when they're looking at training, that is not what they're looking to achieve. You know, 99% of women don't want to look very muscular. They want to look more, you know, the Cameron Diaz body, the Jennifer Aniston body. But, so can we do what men can do? Yeah, we absolutely can. But should we do it? And should, say, trainers have their clients doing that, their female clients? I think not.
Has there not been a shift in recent years for lifting to become more fashionable among women?
Definitely. And I think it's wonderful because, you know, you think back, you know, to the 80s, they're kind of the dawn even of exercise really in Ireland. It was sort of almost Jane Fonda, like, you know, aerobic exercises. You know, you might see the odd person out jogging, but things have really advanced. And like, I think it's very exciting. You know, exercise has become a lot more interesting and we get a lot more out of it. So I think, yeah, I think, you know, I'm a huge advocate of weight training for women. I love, you know, training women. I love seeing, you know, the positive outcomes it achieves for them physically, but also mentally. So, you know, yes, things have really advanced and, you know, women are lifting more than ever, but it's got to be done the right way.
It's also, I assume, particularly beneficial for women in the areas of things like bone strength and bone density for the long term.
Hugely important. And particularly as we, you know, get older, it's going to happen to all of us, you know, getting into our 40s or 50s and beyond. Weight training is one of the most vital components of keeping your bone density, and it's ultra important for women to do it.
Gillian, thank you very much. That is Gillian Hines, fitness expert and personal trainer. Now it's time.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.